Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song.
Oh, God,
sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord. Sing to the Lord.
Amen. Okay. I recorded all that by mistake, but it wouldn't sound good because it's in the background. Okay, so it is Testimony Sabbath. I've got quite a few testimonies that have been sent to me in the emails. I'll be checking my email here in a minute, too. But I wanted to share something. First, Psalm 105:1 says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people." And then it also states in Gospel Workers, page 171, paragraph 2, "Nothing will so completely kill the spirit of devotion as for one person to take up 20 or 30 minutes in a long testimony. This means death to the spirituality of the meeting." Okay? Because a lot of people like to get up and, we don't usually see that here, but I have seen it in the past. So, but my first testimony here is, it had rained many days, making it necessary that we cut the lawn on Sunday, like we often do. But it was overcast with a threat of rain. Plus, we had my daughter and her children visiting, and we preferred to be with them. But it was stating that there would be a 63% chance of rain for Monday, and a storm was moving in. In fact, it dropped a ton of rain on us late Sunday evening, and the system was so large it looked like it was going to rain the next day. And there's a reason I'm sharing this, because we had to get that grass cut because Sister Mindy was coming to visit starting on Tuesday. And so Monday was it. That was the day. That was the only time we're going to be able to cut it. And so I prayed, and I asked the Lord to grant us fair weather on Monday. When I got up Monday morning, it was a 73% chance of rain on the forecast. And knowing I was going to be in study, my Bible studies, at least 2 hours in the morning, I'm not going to, now it's about an hour, hour and a half, because I do another study in the evening now because I want to dig a little deeper in Ezekiel. But after doing an hour and a half in regular study, I'm kind of burnt a little bit, a little overdoing it. And so I decided to start doing Ezekiel later on in the day when I get a breather, and right before bed, in fact. And boy, does he open it up there, too. So praise his name. And that way I can be in the Bible even longer if you break it up. And so I trusted the fact, I asked the Lord, the God that I worship, to prevent the rain as he has done before. And I just did my studies in the morning. Because I remember many a time I'm out there on the lawnmower, and I got at least another hour left to cut the grass, and the rain clouds move in, and I look up and I says, you can't cut the grass when it's raining, And so you throw up a quick prayer, and sure enough, he takes it away. And every time. But by the time I was done doing my studies that morning, the threat of rain went from 73% to 23%. And by the time I was half done, by the time I was done, that was the time I was half done, it was 23%. And by the time I was done, it dropped to 18%. And we had blue sky. And the lawn was cut. And so I want to praise the Lord for that, because even little things like that, he helps us with. So praise his mighty name. Then I got one here from Brother Alvin and family, and I want to share this one first up because they just got back from the Philippines, and it's a little long, but I think it's like all of 3 or 4 minutes for me to read it all, so it's not going to be that long. They said, it's from Brother Alvin and the family. It says, "Sabbath blessings, my precious brethren, we miss you all. We praise the Lord for all your prayers and the travel mercies. We arrived home safe and sound by God's grace. We can't stop praising his name by sharing our wonderful experiences returning home after being away for 2 months. We know Satan is always working to discourage and annoy us. First, there was a super typhoon 3 days before our flight back to the U.S. Yeah, Fran and I were watching that one. We were concerned. I even told Eddie, this guy we're going to go visit, that we might not make it there when we're thinking, because they might get delayed in the Philippines. And so he goes on to say, according to the news, the super typhoon hit Guam and caused devastation, so as a state of emergency was declared. But we are thankful to God because he caused the typhoon to take a different route and never hit our place, though only a few damages were made in the Philippines. praise his holy name, which means their flight wasn't delayed. And then he says, other annoyances were at the Philippine airport. When we checked in, all the luggage, the crew charged us for extra money. We know the standard procedure that each person has a luggage allowance of 2 check-in bags, 23 kilograms each bag, and 7 kilograms for hand carry, you know, excluding the electronic devices and a small personal bag. But this time, they gathered all our hand carry, and of course, we exceeded the 7 kilograms allowance because they also included our laptops and gadgets. We have no choice to pay in order for us to not to miss our flight. We just have to say to ourselves, no complaining and murmuring. We have 4 legs to complete our long journey, a total of 41 hours, including our layovers. On the first leg, which was 4.5 hours, Manila to Singapore, we already expected that the food they would serve on the plane was not good based on our previous experience when we flew from the USA to the Philippines. So we were starving. Good thing we brought food for the kids at that time. Although we requested a vegan or vegetarian meal before we booked the ticket, we never really had that kind of meal. However, during this flight, we were very much surprised that they served a good meal, which we could eat. We thought maybe because it's the airline's complaint, or compliment rather, after charging us for the extra luggage. Before we land to Singapore, we got a special message from the Lord through the verse that Alvin read while on the plane, which was found in 1 Kings 19, verse 7. 1 Kings 19, verse 7 says, and the angel of the Lord came again the second time and touched him and said, arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee. What a beautiful promise. We thank God for another assurance that he is with us. In fact, this was not the first time. One assurance of God was that when we decided to move to the mainland, we left our stable job, our home, our relatives, and we left Hawaii to respond to the calling of God, to work full-time with the Lord. It was all worth it. So to continue the story, the second leg from Singapore to San Francisco was a 15 hours straight flight, and again, we expected no meal because of our previous experience with them. Now, here is the highlight of the story. When it's about time to serve the meals, the stewardess came to us first before serving food to the rest of the passengers. She held the plate and said, we got a special vegan meal for you. Oh, thank you, Lord, we exclaimed to ourselves. After serving us, the stewardess came back to us carrying 2 more special meals, and she was looking for passengers named Robert and Aurora Milan. Basically, they have the passenger's manifest and can easily locate anybody, but this time it's different. She could not locate them. Sorry, but only 4 of us, we said. But they are on the list, Milan family, right? Asked the stewardess. Yes, but just 4 of us, we answered. Then she left and seemed confused. Then Janice and I looked at each other. We know they were our angels in human form, though we didn't see them. Truly the Lord was with us, and he sent us his ministering angels, and they are traveling with us, for we felt the peace and joy of our flights. Hebrews 1:14 says, are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them shall be heirs for salvation? Exactly. The verse was fulfilled. And then 1 Kings 19, verse 7 again, he says, and the angel of the Lord came again and the second time and touched him and said, arise, eat, because the journey is too great for thee. And we really had a good meal. All we did was eat, sleep, repeat for the entire 15 hours of flight. Praise the Lord. Truly, he takes care of his children. The third leg was we flew from San Francisco to Chicago. If I'm not mistaken, didn't they give you the second meal anyway, even though I said no? It's kind of like what happened at me in Menards. I says, no, we only bought 98 bags of dirt, and they gave us like 140 or something. And I tried to explain. He says, oh, no, we got the, you know, it's okay. I said, that's a lot of dirt, you know. And I says, oh, no. Amazing. So anyway, they said, you know, the third leg we flew from San Francisco to Chicago, and the last was Chicago to our house, which was 2.5 hour drive, and so a total of 41 hours of travel. All in all, the trip was very productive through God's grace. The Lord prepared the work for us as we accomplished, and we accomplished our goals. It was productive and successful. Praise the Lord. God willing, next time we will share with you the backtrack of our experience of how God allowed us to visit our home country. We are so much blessed with the brethren in the Philippines. We were able to distribute over thousands of tracts and meet different people who are interested. Two precious souls were baptized, a lot of potential for new territories to open. The Philippine brethren are very busy with the work, just like our brethren do here and abroad. We thank God for the faith, strength, guidance, protection, and endurance. Our kids never complained. We never got sick. Only my precious wife, Janiza, just a mild cough because of the air pollution. It was a wonderful, amazing, and learning experience how we felt His loving hands working with us. Our words are not enough to express our thanksgiving and praise to our loving God and what a joy He brought us. Thank you. Thank you, brethren, for all your prayers and support. We love you. We love you all. Yours in Christ, Elvin, Janiza, Jania, and Alvi. Amen and amen and amen. So praise the Lord. So glad you guys are back too. Amen to that. Okay, I got another one here from a sister in Canada. I got some pictures for this one. Now, hold on, I'm going to save her for later because I got to put these pictures on the server. I don't think I have the pictures on the server. See, pics in the not uploaded directory. Okay, I didn't upload them yet. Okay, so, but I'm going to read this one from Brother Daniel. He says, Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. I know this will sound strange, but I want to praise God that all my monetary wealth evaporated. Yeah, that does sound strange. But hey, we are a peculiar people. And so he goes on. He says, I was once considered by the world to be quite wealthy. Little did I know that God had other plans. I considered myself a self-made man who worked very hard to accumulate material possessions and wealth. In an instant, it was all gone. Actually, it was over the course of 4 or 5 years. Praise God that He knew I would never turn to Him in my sorry state. I felt I could do it all myself. I actually thought I was a Christian and headed to be with Christ at the end of my life. That was before I was given nothing but time to reflect on my prior life's work. I started reading God's word in earnest. The realization that I was headed to hell hit me like a ton of bricks. I have so far to go, but now I know it, and am changing my life one step at a time. I never would have known or chosen to walk in the light if I had not lost everything. Thank God, amen, and amen, and amen. I can echo that because I remember that's what got me to bow my heart back to Christ because I was, you know, more or less walking with Christ when I was a little kid, and I was devout Catholic, even though I didn't realize. And then I went into the world, and I rededicated my life. But before I did, a true rededication as an adult now, I lost my business, my car, and my home, and my phone, you know, and this was before they had cell phones, so I didn't even have a phone on the wall. I had a bag phone. It was a cell phone, but, you know, I lost that too, you know, and this is when we ended up in the 1011-day house, and the Lord had to put us there to humble us, or to humble me, actually, because I was the one causing all the problems in our family, and sure enough, and I praise God for that because losing the business and losing it all, and all my siblings knew what was going on because I moved into the, you know, like it was called a two-bedroom kitchenette above my parents. They, you know, they had a two-flat, and but that two-bedroom kitchenette was about the size of my living room and kitchen in this house. The bedrooms were crazy small. The bathrooms were like, you know, very, very small. Well, only one bathroom, obviously. But living above my parents, everybody in the family knew, and then of course they would, you know, They would be a little bit, you know, they'd be mean somewhat. Not all of them, but some of them. You know, says, oh, he's the businessman. Now look at, you know, that kind of stuff, you know. And but I took it in stride because I didn't like it, but, and I even told people I didn't like it until I finally realized I got to stop acting like I'm, you know, in despair and just agree with the decision my father had made. And when I finally came to that point, bam, we got out, we found a place to live. And then not long after that, when I got to 17 years, so I guess that is a little long, full-time ministry. After 17 years of doing the work and a 9-to-5 job, I went full-time. The Lord moved me. Actually, he moved me at 15 years, but I was scared, you know, and because I don't ask for donations, and so I didn't know where the money was going to come from. And so, but after 2 years of him slapping me around again on that because I was being an idiot, it all turned around. And still don't ask for donations, but, you know, it's a faith walk, you know, week by week. So amen and amen. Okay, and then, I see Sister Mindy's got her hand up, and so that'll give me time to go put these pics on the server. So I'm going to drop the mic.
Sabbath blessed, brothers and sisters. Can everybody hear me okay? Praise the Lord. What a beautiful Sabbath. I love Testimony Sabbath. I've got a few. I've got several praises to share, so I won't share them all at the same time and allow time for other praises. I'll just jump in every now and then. So I'm going to start off with some praises that we had during the Trillin study and some other praises that were posted in the room. Little Brother Damon says, praise God for his goodness, love, joy, all fruits of spirit, and bringing us to truth of his words and his protection. Praise the Lord, little brother. And Sister Nini says, I thank and praise the Lord for his goodness, mercy, patience, forgiveness, protection, love, and for his truth and words. I also thank the Lord for this beloved church family and the body of Christ and for their indwelling and comfort of the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord, sister. I totally echo that praise. Sister Barbara has a praise. This was earlier in the Trillin study, and I noticed she just posted one in the chat room as well. She says, praise the Lord for all his blessings, for his protection on all of us, and there are so many things we have to praise him for. And then she also shared in the chat room, I want to praise our Lord for protecting my children, my husband, and me when we are on the roads, as there are so many dangerous situations when traveling. We have seen the Lord's protection so often. Glory to the Lord, our Savior and King. Praise the Lord, sister. And then I also have Sister Vanessa says, I am so blessed. My grandson lives down the street from me. My daughter, his mom, was raised by my parents. She has come full circle. God has brought her back to me. Praise the Lord. That is awesome, sister. Praise the Lord. And then Sister Courtney says, I praise the Lord for protecting, providing for my family. Every day is a new trial, but new hope, peace, and encouragement from the Lord always falls. Praise the Lord, sister. And then Sister Mary says, praise the Lord for my salvation and the joy it brings, for his patience and long-suffering, for answers to prayers, for wonderful Bible studies this week, and for the trials, and for overcoming with the Lord's help. Praise the Lord, sister. All right, and I will share some more in a little bit. If you guys can continue to put your praises in the chat room and or PM them, PM to me, and I'll share them on the mic. God bless you all.
Okay. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. And I do love testimony service too. Let me put something here in the room real quick. I just had it on screen, but I got to get it to where it's big enough to where y'all can see it. Put it in the middle here. For those of you on the stream, you can see it. I didn't put it on the server. I'm just going to put it in the stream. Right. Because I got to clean that server up. It's got too much stuff on it. So, but again, this is from a sister in Canada. She asked I do not share her name or her location, which I'm not going to do. But this was a prayer request first. And the prayer request is, and I sent it out to all the brethren, you know, through via the prayer warriors. And so those that are on that list, you know, they were praying for her, and it all worked out great. So check it out. She says, we are asking for your prayers. You see everything working right here? Yeah. We are asking for your prayers. A fire started on the other side of the valley. Many people and families have been evacuated while the fire continues to burn. Helicopters, crew, and bombers worked on the fires all day, but the winds keep it burning and traveling. We are also on evacuation alert. The fire has burned down the mountain and it is at the highway, but hasn't crossed over to our side of the highway yet. And we hope and pray that it doesn't. Please pray for rain. That's the only thing that will stop it. Thank you so much. Now, if you see the picture in here, this is from her area. Okay, not far from her, well, like near her land. She's got a bunch of land out there. And this is her response. And as I'm, let me see if I can show you the next one here. And then another one. Yeah, that's from their land right there. Okay, because that's their yard and all that stuff, because they do gardening and all that. And I guess that's what, at night. Oh, and that's that picture Ellen White said that looks exactly like the Jesus she saw in a vision. I don't know how that got in there. But yeah, there's that's all that. Look at all that. How would you like to, you know, get up in the morning and go out in your backyard and see that coming at you? That's like a pyroclastic cloud, but not really, because pyroclastic clouds can move at about 300 miles an hour. And that's like a volcanic explosion. You know, when it hits, when it's going across the land, it's pyroclastic. And it kills everything in its path. Heat, you know, like an atomic blast. And so this is her response. This is her testimony. She says, thank you so much for your prayers. Praise the Lord. It started the shower this afternoon, and it's supposed to shower through the night. Praise God for answering prayer. Here's a few photos of the fire. The first photo, let me go back there. If I'm not, let me see if I'm getting this. Oh, wow. Actually, it zooms in. So she says the first photo, the first photo is we were driving back from our mini vacation. Okay, the second photo is some place in Canada. And by the next morning, that was this photo, the second photo, some place in Canada. I'm not going to mention the city. The fire also burned all to the left and right of that town. See that small town there? Like a, you know, there's a gas station, all that stuff there. That's on the edge of that town. And the third photo, this one here, is our place and what we could see. And it was somewhat frightening. The fourth photo, the fourth photo is just down the highway from that city, taken at nighttime, just before they closed the highway. I want to put it back on this other one because that is the most ominous picture right there, you know, seeing that. And that was just a few miles from our home because of the road was stopping that from going across. And then, of course, the Lord set the rain, because the roads usually don't stop them, especially if the wind's blowing in that direction. But she says, we had gone to visit my mom for 5 days, and we were driving back home when we got a text that there was a huge forest fire all along the mountain by that city, and many people have evacuated. The fire was started by a couple who lived on the mountain and were burning their grass, and it got out of control. I'm sure they feel pretty bad by now. We took our German Shepherd dog to a friend who has a kennel business. We stopped to get our dog. Smoke was everywhere, and we could see the fire burning right behind the kennel and her home, in the kennel and her home, and the people were helping her get all the dogs out to transport them to a safer place. A fire truck was hosing the fire, trying to keep it at bay. We quickly got our dog and headed homeward. The plume of smoke was so high in the sky, she says, the police had already gone door to door and ordered everyone who lived on the mountain to leave. We unloaded our suitcases and stuff, and her son and her daughter, I'm not going to mention their names, went to help elderly friends evacuate and hitch up their camping trailer. They came and stayed at our place. They also helped our other friends get their excavator and farm equipment out of the area where the fire was crowding in and burning. Some homeowners stayed and put sprinklers around the house and kept everything watered throughout the night and saved their homes. Wow. The fire burned and the mountain, well, see, that's the weird thing is they, if the power goes out, those hoses turn off. So anyway, she says the fire burned and burned the mountain, continued to burn all along the highway, causing sparks to fly everywhere. The winds were strong and caused the fire to jump across the highway, but the crew got it put out. They closed down the highway that night and reopened it early morning. And then the next day, helicopters continued to dump water on the fire while the winds blew. Then this afternoon, it started to shower. And what a welcoming sight that and sound that was. We are so glad that the fire didn't cross over the highway and come toward us. Thank you for your prayers. Take care. So amen to that. Again, that was a sister from Canada. All right, I got a few more here. Sister Daniela. Sister Daniela. She's the Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. I would like to praise the Lord for healing my granddad, Joseph. He was very sick from pneumonia, and he couldn't even walk or stand by himself. Oh, wow. But now he has recovered completely from this pneumonia, which would kill many people of his age. That's usually how people, when they get older, that's what they call the natural causes thing, right? And so, and then she says, I praise God for the power of prayer, for it is the lifeline to God's unlimited power. And then she quotes 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 17 and 19, 18, which says, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And then Brother Ted has a praise here. He says, Sabbath blessings. I work for a Fortune 5. Oh, this is interesting. I think this is the one I'm thinking about. Because I had something similar to this before. Maybe you guys got it earlier in the week or something. I don't know. He says, I work for a Fortune 500 company within my division. We had a tier three incident, with one of our larger customers. They were experiencing an outage of their data with their engineers affecting over 10,000 engineers. This quickly escalated through our support teams. When support can't solve the problem, it rolls over into engineering. As this has been escalated to a tier three, it came across my desk. Under normal circumstances, we are allowed days to provide a solution, but not this time. The next call I received came from the director of European sales, stressing the importance of solving this as soon as possible, as the customer was in the process of renewing their contract valued at £25 million of recurring revenue. To move fast forward during my testing, I had to reach out to one of our SIM providers to reopen the control portal of the provider. After speaking with our new account manager, this was solved. I thanked her for her assistance, at which point I asked her first name, and she replied, Grace. Just then, Daniela came into my office and told me she had been praying for me. I paused my efforts to pray and contemplate the Lord's word. After some hours, I resolved the issue. My company received the renewal contract. Yeah. I received a personal letter of gratitude from our CEO, but as nice as these accolades are, they were pale in comparison to the Lord's words, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Amen. Praise his holy name, I stand, or in Christ I stand, Brother Ted. Amen, brother. Amen and amen. Another good testimony Sabbath, I guess. but then again, they're always good, you know. I know we repeat that every time, but so what? So, okay, now this one here I got from Brother Stephen, and then I'm going to have to start checking my emails, because this is the last one that I had piled up. And I, oh, good, Sister Minnie just put her hand up. So I'm gonna read this one from Brother Stephen real quick. It's a short one. He says, I want to praise the Lord for an opportunity to share some tracks with a lady in the grocery store. And in came about, and it came about by a conversation of a turtle. It is amazing the opportunities that are opening, that are opened up by being social. I want to thank the Lord for making me more social for Him, helping me to share my faith. Thank Him for His mighty compassions and His word that is a greater treasury than a treasury of gold. I want to thank the Lord for opening up the scriptures to His people and revealing things I did not know previously. I also want to praise Him for His abundant grace. We truly don't deserve it, but the Lord is so good He gives it anyway. Praise the Lord for His love. Great is our God. Amen. Amen and amen. And so, yeah, I'm going to drop the mic, and the next voice you shall hear will be that of our Sister Mindy.
All right. Praise the Lord for all the praises. All right, I got some more to share here. And this next one is from Brother Anthony O. He says, Sabbath blessings, beautiful family. I just wanted to praise the Lord for a few things. One, as a landscaper, I praise the Lord for protecting me from the poison ivy that I'm near on a regular basis. I also just want to praise the Lord for giving me and Danny the chance to share the truth with our carpet cleaner who was raised an SDA. He was very receptive to what we had to share with him, and he said that he'll check out our church. And I finally want to praise the Lord for giving me and Danny the strength to spend this whole week moving to our new spot, and I'm looking forward to the witnessing opportunities that we're going to have here. God bless you all, and enjoy this beautiful Sabbath. Praise the Lord, brother. And then speaking of Sister Danny, she has a praise. All right, she says, Sabbath blessings, here's my praise to share. I want to praise the Lord for His wonderful mercy and grace, salvation, and the joy that comes with it each day. He grants my family and me another day of life. Brother Anthony and I safely moved into our new home earlier this week, and with some ups and downs that Jesus got us through this month. We're in a small apartment in a small town near where we were before. We praise God that we found this place, since it is much more affordable for us to live. And with us being in a small town like this, about 2,000 among the mountains, we are excited to go out and plant seeds to people we would come across from day to day. An historical site of the town, several weeks ago, when we were checking the town more, we noticed there are several Wiccan witchcraft shops, about 5 within a block of each other. We were blessed to receive Sis Hannah's New Age tracts that we pray to pass out to many in the historic district. So we praise the Lord for the new field in which we were placed. For me personally, this will help me to come out of my shell to talk to people in person about the times we are in and to become bold to step up more for the Lord. Working remotely hasn't helped me get outside much, since I've been feeling overwhelmed with working online at home and not having people around to talk to. I felt that I wasn't doing enough for God. So the Lord has been helping me to manage my work from home, job, and home life, but to also get out here and work for Him. I am grateful to be in a smaller space and the opportunity to grow where we were replanted at. Prayers for us that we are successful in our work here and for the people in our town as we plant seeds abroad. Praise God. Thank you, family, for your prayers, love, support, and encouragement that you all have given us. I love you all in Jesus' name, and I pray you all have a blessed Sabbath. You are all in our prayers. Praise the Lord, sister. You are definitely in our prayers. And then I have a praise from Brother Jesse. He says, there was an extremely intense trial at the beginning of this week, nearly made me drop out of the faith. However, my grandmother noticed that even though I was trying to denounce Christ like Peter did, I was an entirely different person. I handled my anger extremely well. I then told her, praise Jesus. He changed me, and He can change you too. After that point, another brother, which was struggling with a breakup, was delivered unto me, and the Lord used me to cheer him up. Praise his mighty name. Now I am cemented into the faith. I hope and pray that everyone becomes planted into the foundation of the rock, and we can be in one accordance again, unsurmountable, indivisible, and in unity under God. Amen. Praise the Lord, brother. And then Sister Stephanie has a praise. She says, I want to praise the Lord for this last week. Quite a few Bible studies with others. Also, he has been guiding me and helping me to get our house in order, cleaning it up and cleaning out things we don't need, and also finding a good place to donate the items. Also helping with a couple issues that came up. And last night, just before Sabbath, he blessed us with a big gift for us, so things will be just fine. Always keep faith and trust in him. He always provides a way. Praise the good Lord. Praise the Lord, sister. And then little sister Isabel says, I want to praise the Lord for the good Sabbath and that we get to enjoy his creation outside and that we get to eat and for his healing and rest on the Sabbath. Praise the Lord, little sister. And then I got a couple other small praises. Brother Eli says, praise the Lord for the travel mercies. He protected us from the vehicles who suddenly cut two lanes from the exit lane. Praise the Lord, bro. And then Brother Warren also wants to praise the Lord for travel mercies. But praise the Lord for the praises. Keep them coming, brothers and sisters, and we will share them. Love you all.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen and amen. I got one more, but I remembered a praise that I wanted to share in regards to how so many UPS, and FedEx people have been coming around, and all of and the reason I praise the Lord is because they don't leave my driveway until I give them a track and talk about it a little bit, and there's new people and a couple of them, I don't remember anybody in the last 30 days that. Said, oh, yeah, you gave that to me before, because a lot of new people. And I give them the Mark of the Beast track and tell them to keep an eye on all this stuff that's going out in the world with the false revivals and making people think that the Mark of the Beast is a barcode or a very chip under the skin or something like that. And so I wanted to praise the Lord that they were actually listening. And some of them, I know two in particular, actually twice, two in particular, a couple of girls that, the LGBT thing, covered in tattoos. And one of them asked me, are you woke? And I says, no, I'm a preacher. I'm just telling it like it is. Oh, then you are woke. You understand everything that's going on. And I didn't understand what she meant by that, but because I'm not woke in the way the world defines woke, you know, like we're embracing the LGBTQ stuff. No, that is sin. It's an abomination. It's an abomination unto God, in fact. But, yeah, they didn't get angry or nothing. And it only takes me like 30 seconds to share. And I wanted to praise the Lord for that. And I think what's going on here is that it's allowing me to fine-tune my message again that I used to do years ago. But I've been doing it all along. But I did it a lot back in the day before the internet and all that, where I would share my tracks because that's how, you know, the Lord moved me to start the ministry. It was all on tracks. That's all I did was tracks that I wrote. And I would hand them to people, and at first I would stick them in bathrooms and in coat pockets in stores or shirts or in shoe boxes or stuff like that, to where the people buy the product, they get home and they find a track. Because for a while, even though I'm not a shy guy, for some reason I was kind of shy because I didn't want to say anything that I wasn't sure about. And so with these new tracks that I was not by later on, I was already pretty well versed in the word, and so I would actually start talking a little bit, and I would do it in the stores and at my work or on the street corner, wherever, or in an elevator. I've done that a couple times, and where you got a captive audience that can't leave, you know, and so that would work out too. And so I wanted to praise the Lord that none of them got upset at all, because I've seen people get upset when you try to share, you know, the truth with them. And they actually all took the track. One guy didn't. he took the track the first time I gave it to him, and then the second time he came by, and him and I, we hit it off. I mean, he came here when we were building the deck. My son was out there helping me build the deck, and he came by, and he's really friendly. I mean, you know, he accepted the track the first time I gave it to him, and the second time he very cordially and gently and lovingly refused it because he doesn't believe in any of this stuff. He was atheist, you know. And I thought, wow, he's a jovial guy for being atheist. And so I wanted to, you know, I don't know his name personally. Just keep him in your prayers. Miscellaneous UPS guy. And he's a good-looking guy, too. He's a young guy, and it's too bad. But it doesn't matter if they're good-looking or not good-looking. I'm just saying, you know, just to try to get an image in your mind of who he is. And so I wanted to praise the Lord for that. And I got a praise here in the email from Brother Yaswanth. He says, Sabbath blessings, Pastor Nicholas. I have a few praises to share. And he says, Sabbath blessings, dear brethren. I praise the Lord for all his protection throughout my journeys and for my salvation and answering every prayer I have prayed and requested the brethren to pray for. I praise the Lord again that the Lord God Almighty helped me to keep his commandments and many more revelations in the scriptures while doing the Bible studies. And boy, I tell you, everybody's coming up with that, you know, because I've been seeing it for a while, you know, years, in fact, but even more so, like around the middle of the plandemic or scamdemic or whatever you want to call it, the Bible has been opening up even more and more and more. It's just really, really nice the way the Lord's doing it. And so it's nice to see when the brethren are saying this. And he says, I wanted to praise the Lord again for protecting my family and giving good health to my family, even in the midst of a very hot and humid climate. And I pray that all of you have a blessed Lord's Day. Yaswanth, your brother in Christ. And I got a text here. Let me just check it here. I got a couple of them, I think. This one here is from Sister Susan. She says, Sabbath blessings. This week my tire blew while driving my son to work. We were on the interstate. I only had a donut, so I was needing a new tire. I didn't have the money for one. However, we went to a tire shop, and the salesman was kind enough to give me a tire and didn't ask for anything. Wow. This was a Tuesday or Wednesday, and I didn't get paid until yesterday. I made sure I paid him. I am so thankful for our Father's protection during the entire situation, as well as his blessing of the tire. God is so good. From Sister Susan. Oh, praise God. Pretty neat. I thought I had a second. Oh, that must be the ministry phone. Yeah, because it has a different sound. Yeah, it is. I got somebody here. Oh, Sister Marie. Oops. She says, I'm trying to send you a testimony, but it's storming over here, and it isn't going through. I'll keep trying. Happy. Can you send it to me? She's probably hearing on WTPR, but it's probably choppy. Text it to me, sister, if you can. All right? So maybe that thing will beep here in a moment. So I'll put that phone right there and wait on it. And let me check my email one more time. It's storming over by Marie. She's not that far from here. She's up near Chicago area. Okay, let me check this one, and this one. Nope, no new testimonies yet from me, but I see Sister Mindy has her hand up, I think. I don't know, she maybe never dropped it. And so yeah, I don't know if she's got a testimony or not, but I'm going to drop the mic.
Thanks, Pastor. Yes, I do have some more to share. Brother Sean just posted in the room, praise the Lord for truth and reconciliation. Praise the Lord, brother. And then Sister Lynette says, I praise the Lord for the people that I tell the truth to online. I praise the Lord for Matilda, the crawdad, is still alive. I praise the Lord for the rain and summer hasn't been as hot as last summer. Not yet, anyways. Praise the Lord, sister. And then I have a praise from Brother Joe and Sister Katie that I will share. It says, we want to praise the Lord for healing my dad's father-in-law. He was driving home last week and he started to have a stroke-like symptoms due to hyperglycemia, low blood sugar, they have in parentheses. He didn't eat or drink all day, and being diabetic, he needs to every few hours. We noticed he wasn't home yet, and my mom/mother-in-law called him to see what was wrong. He didn't sound like himself. So she was in hysteria, asking him what was wrong and where he was. He finally told her the cross streets where he was, and she left to go get him. Praise the Lord, his manager was on the same road he was. She saw him stopped in the middle of the road and immediately went to see what was wrong and helped him get to a parking lot until my mom/mother-in-law, an ambulance, came. They took him to the hospital, and after several hours, blood results and CT scan came back fine, no stroke. We are monitoring him now and making sure he eats when he needs to. Praise the Lord, he's okay. And praise the Lord for protecting him on the roads. That's awesome praise. All right, and then I want to share my praise. I want to praise the Lord for my salvation and the joy that comes with it. God is so good, and he's always protecting us and providing us and helping us get through these last days. And, you know, it's the little things, too. We need to praise him for everything, even the little things. And one of the praises I want to share is, you know, our area, we've kind of been in a drought. We hadn't had any rain for, I want to say, over a month. And so they put out warnings in our area with water restrictions and things. And praise the Lord, we have a well, so we don't have to worry about that. But yeah, so it was just really getting hot and dry here. And I just kept praying for the Lord for rain and for my garden, because I, you know, was having to water my garden a lot. And so I went to work the other day. I think it was Thursday. And the clouds were, it was really cloudy, and it looked like it was going to rain. And I was just, you know, praising the Lord that, you know, it looked like it was going to rain. And so it started just kind of trickling a little bit on my way to work. And then I'm at work, and all of a sudden you can hear on our roof the pounding. I mean, it was like a huge rainstorm. I never heard it so loud on the roof, and I was like, oh, praise the Lord for the rain. We needed it so bad. And our lights even flickered a few times, because it was just a really hard rainstorm. And praise the Lord, the power didn't go out though. And so I didn't bring an umbrella, because I didn't think it was going to, you know, I thought maybe just a little bit of rain. I didn't think it was going to be like that. And so, I just kept praying to the Lord, you know, when it's time for me to go to lunch, that it's not pouring rain, that, you know, a little bit of rain will be okay, but I have to walk all the way across the parking lot to get to my car, because I like to sit in my car and have my lunch and listen to the audio Bible and just have a little bit of, you know, quiet time, you know, while I'm eating and listen to God's word. And so I'm getting ready to go to lunch, and as I was walking out, you know, walking out the building, the rain just stopped. I mean, it just literally stopped. And so I walked to my vehicle and got in and shut the door. And then shortly after I got in the truck, it started pouring rain. And it was just like, oh, Lord, thank you for stopping the rain for me. It was just like, I got to see his hand move in a mighty way. And so then I'm eating my lunch, and it's raining the whole time I'm eating my lunch. And so I just pray to the Lord, Lord, if it's your will, stop the rain again so I can get back into work and not have the rain pouring on me. And so after I prayed that, and it just all of a sudden the rain just stopped again. And so I got on my car and I went up to work, got into the building, clocked in, started working again, and then I heard the pounding rain on the ceiling again. Of, you know, it was just like pouring rain again. So it just made me smile and praise the Lord all day long. It's just like those little things, you know, like that, and allowing us to see his hand move. I mean, those strengthen our faith in the Lord, obviously. And it just makes you smile and just love him all the more, because he does hear us and he does love us, and he will answer our prayers, you know. So I thought that was awesome to share. And I also want to share too, you know, the Lord's been laying on my heart about, you know, dealing with our weaknesses. And I know we all have our weaknesses. We're all struggling. We're all, you know, doing our best to give up things that we should give up. And, you know, a lot of it for me is appetites of the flesh. And I just praise the Lord. I have a dear sister that's doing this with me. I'm calling it the Daniel fast. but it's helping me to not only overcome appetites of the flesh, because I'm eating just mainly vegetables and, you know, kind of like Daniel and the three that were with him, you know, they ate pulse and they denied the king's meat and wine. And so, you know, I'm going on almost a week now, and I just praise the Lord for helping me to overcome appetites of the flesh, because I, you know, I love sweets. I love, you know, things that I shouldn't have, you know, that I would sometimes fall back and eat. And it's just, you know, helping me with this, doing this with my sister. It's also going to prepare me spiritually to understand God's word more and have a clearer mind and to just draw closer to him during this time, and also preparing me for our camp meeting. I think that's something we all need to be doing, seriously preparing now for the camp meeting, and that's with fasting and prayer. So we're all, when we all come together, we're all of one mind and one accord, and I think God will bless our camp meeting. I know God will bless our camp meeting if we prepare for it in the way we should. And so I encourage you all to do that as well. And I want to, I know I'm taking a lot of time and I apologize for that, but I do, the Lord laid on my heart, you know, Pastor Nick had mentioned about us being repairers of the breach. And I wrote with the Lord's help, I wrote a poem. This is a few years ago and I've shared it before, but I feel it's important to share it again. So we keep focused that we are repairers of the breach. We've been called for this mighty duty, you know, as God's chosen, God's remnant church, to be repairers of the breach. And so I'll read the poem. God's remnant church, his elect, first fruits, his chosen ones, are to go forth in courage to proclaim the truth to all his lost daughters and sons. We are called to be restorers of paths to dwell in, repairers of the breach. We must now prepare for this final battle to go out and win as many lost souls as we can reach. Very soon the Lord will cause his latter rain to abundantly fall, and God's obedient children will hear the rushing wind of his mighty call. We are all come together with one mind and one accord to receive the outpouring of Holy Spirit from our commander in chief, our righteous Lord. We are Christ's chosen soldiers and will soon be called to war. No time to waste. We must put on God's armor and adhere to Christ's words, go and sin no more. It is time for thee to work, Lord, for they have made void thy law. A breach has been rapidly growing, which is your fourth commandment that we saw. For with untempered mortar that have dug their false unstable wall, but soon the fury of the Lord will rend it. With great hailstones it shall fall. The untempered mortar is Satan's counterfeit Sabbath, Sunday, that all the world now honors instead for God's holy seventh day. Therefore the loud cry must go out, and unto the whole world it must reach. So sharpen your two-edged swords and prepare for battle, Christ's soldiers, repairers of the breach. I love you all, and God bless.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Isn't that the one that you had printed up and it was in that plastic that I hung it in the motorhome? You gave it to us at a camp meeting? Amen. Remember that one. Thank you, sister. Okay. I get another praise here, and from my sister daughter Mandy. She says, "I want to praise the Lord for keeping me safe on my mountain bike ride yesterday. I did a quick bike ride yesterday in the desert-like mountain bike park, and saw a lot of God's beautiful creation, like bunnies, birds, jackrabbits, and lizards. I want to thank God for that too. It was nice. It was a nice bike ride. When I got home and took my bike down, my front tire was totally flat. So I wanted to thank God for not letting it go flat while I was out. Also, a few weeks back, while riding my bike, it was a little hot out, and I always talked to God during my ride and asked him to keep me cool. At the beginning of my ride, the sun was out blazing. I didn't realize how hot it was until I got out there. Then, about 10 minutes into the ride, huge clouds came and covered the sun and blocked the sun for the rest of the ride. The weather dropped at least 10 degrees, and wind came, so it cooled me down quickly. So I want to thank God for that, too. Amen. You know, it reminds me of yesterday. I was out in the midday prayer, and it was like 96 again. It's probably around the same right now. And I had some stuff I had to do around the house, you know, like in the garden, and then feed the birds and all that good stuff, and the fish. And then I was just overheated. You know, so I'm carrying my water with me now. I learned my lesson a couple of years ago. It's a little shocking what will happen if you don't drink enough water when you're out there. Because I just kept putting it off. I was deathly thirsty, and I just kept putting it off. I was just so busy. And then it got weird. And so, yeah, I carry my water with me now everywhere. And so I went out into the woods because, you know, where I like to pray. I got some trails cut and stuff, and I go back there and pray. And then I got the rocker in one area where I just sit there and rock and pray. And I watch the little critters come around at, you know, the ground squirrels and the tree squirrels to eat what I put out for them. You know, squirrel feed or whatever it is. And some, the peanuts, the circus peanuts, unsalted, of course, because if you give these little guys, because I used to have gerbils, and you give them a potato chip. I didn't know this. I gave a gerbil a potato chip once, and boy, he loved it. And within an hour, I would say no, within about 15 or 20 minutes, I was really concerned it was going to die because it was twice the size. All that salt that they ingested from that potato chip just shut its kidneys down or something, I don't know, for a few moments. And then he got like a little brown puffball, and I thought he was going to pop. But then he came out of it. And so I don't do that. I didn't know that the salt would be an issue for the little guys. And but the thing I was praising God about here was, it was, like I said, 96 outside. Real feels like 110 or whatever because the sun's right on you. And I don't believe the chemtrails are out there trying to block the sun. I believe that the chemtrails are out there to open up the sunlight, destroy the ozone layer, and that's why we got our drought. Like, we get crunchy grass here at least once a year, but it's usually later in the summer. Summer hasn't even started yet, and we got crunchy grass. And so it looks like, you know, that prophecy about the drought coming and then messing with the bread basket and causing the store shelves to, that's coming a lot sooner than we realize, but that's fine, you know. At least we knew in advance. So praise God, we're already prepared for all that. When I sat down out there and I thought, wow. I mean, right when I walked into the woods, I realized it and started praising the Lord that you go in the woods, even though it's a very small amount of woods, like maybe 2 acres, and the temperature was like 15 degrees difference. And it was just comfortable to go back there and just sit on the rocker. And I sit in the one area where I have this big opening I made for the main entrance into the woods. I have a few other smaller openings, but this one here is the main entrance. And I made it extra wide so I can get the motorhome in there if I wanted to. But I got to get some trees off the top because it'll hit the top of the motorhome. But the wind just comes through there sometimes. It's just a nice breeze. It's like a tunnel effect. Which is kind of scary, too, when it's crazy bad windy out and the wind's coming from the west. Because you're walking out in the backyard, everything's fine, and then because that's a hedgerow back there. It's got hedges, hedge trees, evergreens, and mulberry. an elm and wild cherry and black walnut. We got a whole mess of those trees back there, right? And but when you get to that open area, if you're not ready for it, it's going to knock you down because it's like a wind tunnel. It just comes through and it'll knock you over. And but yeah, it was just a perfect breeze. I'm going to praise the Lord for that because I wanted to be comfortable when I pray because I'm going to be on that rocker just talking to him for anywhere from minimum 15, usually 30 or so minutes. And I just praise his name that, you know, I can have that time to sit down and just talk with him like that. And, of course, I start my prayer on my knees, which I suggest everyone should do, you know, and then go out there. Because I like to walk and talk. But then I also like to sit down and rock. I've always been rocking or bouncing ever since I was a kid. You know, rocker, you're rocking. You're on a couch and you're bouncing. You know, I've been doing that since I was a kid. And it helps me focus. It's been a blessing. And I also want to praise the Lord for my salvation, the amazing, unbelievable, because of how weird the world is, but the joy that comes with it and the peace that comes with it. There's so much craziness going out there. People are getting all scared and filled with despair. And I says, why? If you met Jesus and really accepted him and just let him have the reins of your life, not much is going to change other than the fact that when the trials come, it ain't going to affect you like it used to. You're not going to have despair. You're not going to have fear. You're not going to have anxiety or anything like that. It's just, oh, it just calms your heart down. And I also wanted to praise his name for the way he's been opening up the Bible, not just for me, but for my brothers and sisters, you know, because I hear it from a lot of the brethren that the Lord is opening up his word, and which means, yeah, we're about to go forth and allow Christ. So we're getting a little bit more inside information. I praise his name for that. And then the idea he gave me the day before yesterday was the first time I did it, because I've been noticing I'm in my studies like this morning, 2 hours, and I didn't even do Ezekiel. I mean, I just got stuck in there, right? And I just love it. And I'm just going verse by verse and, you know, cranking it out. And, but yeah, a couple of days ago, I figured, you know, why? Because when I'm like an hour and a half to 2 hours, I do the two books, one book in the old and one book in the new, and, or chapter, if you will. And then when I want to do the studies, you know, like I'm in Ezekiel right now to try to go symbol by symbol. It just seems like I'm overwhelmed, like I'm too much information at one time. I'm overwhelming myself, and so the Lord gave me an idea. It's just, oh, just do Ezekiel at night then, you know? And then I'm also, you know, and the way he's opening it up all day long, you know, like another nice thing, you go out into the woods, like say you want to go out in a midday prayer and you don't know what to pray about because sometimes it's just the groanings of the Spirit. We know what that means. Sometimes it's just so many attacks are coming, so much, you know, the devil's just hating us nonstop. He's unrelenting, and you just don't know where to start with the prayer. Where do I start? There's just so much happening, I can't even put it in words. You're groaning in the Spirit. and so what I do in those cases where I don't want to sit there and just be blank-minded, I open up the Bible. And I praise God for this, you know, the cell phones that I can do that. You can do that with because I have eSort on my cell phone. And I just let him speak. And, you know, you read a psalm or two, and before you know it, yeah, now you're doing the conversation, and you're back in prayer. And I want to praise his name for that. But I just got a text here from somebody here. Okay, that's not that phone. It's got to be this phone, I thought. It's hard to tell the differences between these. Oh, Sister Marie again. Oh, she did send it in text. Good. Okay. She says, happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. I hope y'all are doing well. And yep, she said y'all. she says, I praise the Lord for keeping us safe on our trip to Texas. Oh, so yeah, that's right. She said, yeah, so she's not in Chicago where there's no storms over here. We're in a drought. Anyway, she says, normally it takes 18 hours from Chicago to Texas, but it took us 3 days because I have hip pain. On our way, I murmured often because of the pain. At one point, I cried and whispered, why won't you take this pain from me, Father? A few minutes later, we stopped at a rest stop. After struggling to get out of the car, I murmured once more and says, it's okay, Lord. I still love you, and I won't leave you, not ever. In the bathroom, there was this man with his daughter. His name is known as Buzzer, and his daughter's name is named Linda. They are from Tennessee. Buzzer struggled to walk and almost fell, but I caught him and helped him, or helped his daughter get into the stall. My daughter and I helped Buzzer get his hands washed while his daughter used the bathroom. My daughter and Linda helped Buzzer back to their truck while I struggled to get back in my car. I realized the pain wasn't so bad. Amen. After getting in my car, you know, the thought that just comes to mind, the Lord may have been showing you, says, look, it's not as bad as you think. Look at the Buzzer, what he's going through. That guy's falling down. So, wow, praise the Lord, sisters. And anyway, she goes on and says, after getting in my car, I saw this lady trying to walk down the stairs with her cane, but the rail that she tried hanging onto was hot, you know, like too hot. So I got out of my car and laid my little coin purse on the rail for her to lay her hand on as she came down the stairs. Praise God. She was happy and thankful. Buzzer and Linda got to their car, and I was able to get into mine. It was then that the Lord showed me that there are people in my home. I figured this is where he was going with that, sister. It says, it was then that the Lord showed me that there are people in more need than me. And I praise his name for still teaching me. I also thank God for my daughter for all her concerns and help. God is an awesome Father, and Jesus is my Savior. God is good. Amen. You know, when you think about this, you know, because I see like what happened with my son Luke and other people that I've known through life that never got healed but never lost their faith, they are the ultimate testimony of love unto Christ, that even if you don't heal me, I'm not going to turn my back on you. I'm not going to get angry. Because I did that with the 1,011-day house in the beginning when I thought, why aren't you answering my prayers? Why are we living in this two-bedroom kitchen at all 10 of us where we're just, you know, bumping into each other all day long? And I was just complaining, and then the Lord finally got me out of that idiocy. And I realized that there's people out there that are in far worse condition than I was, and they're not complaining. And I thought, that's a much better testimony than a healthy Christian. So there's a reason sometimes he doesn't heal them. Because it allows for a stronger testimony, a stronger way of glorifying Christ to show that, look, this guy or this girl, all that they're going through, and they still love Christ, it always reminds me of the operator in a hospital that was listening into some of the phone calls back in the day when they would have the switchboards and operators, you know, like with the ribbons, or not the ribbons, the cables, and you're clicking them in and out. Because, you know, the hospital still used the old-fashioned method of a switchboard. Because the new inventions, I can't remember the name of the new phones now that work digitally. But this one woman knew of this one Christian woman, and she would listen in her phone calls every now and then. And the woman was a very hateful atheist, and she was listening into the phone calls, and she was always looking for a reason to prove the Christians are liars, and prove the Christians are just making this stuff up. And I've shared this before, but I want to get it on record again on a testimony service for those that can listen later. This woman was in the hospital. This Christian woman was in the hospital because she was about to give birth. And so the phone calls are coming in like normal, right? And so the operator finds out it's a Christian. And then she listened in on the final phone call after she gave birth. Her parents called or somebody, and the Christian woman, or the woman on the operating, the operator found out that the Christian woman had given birth to a child that had Down's syndrome. And she thought, oh, I'm listening in on this phone call because she's going to slam God. She's going to hate him on. She's going to put the hate on. And so the woman's parents called, and she listened in on the phone call. And the woman said to her parents, I remember most of her conversation, but most of it was the main crux of it, the key of it was, Mom and Dad, I don't know why, but the Lord has decided to bless us with a beautiful child, healthy child that has Down syndrome. And that, you know, that was, she didn't go, she wasn't angry. She says she's praising God that the child is healthy, and even if it's got Down syndrome, that there's a reason the Lord's allowing it, and I praise his name for that. Oh, a buddy of mine's calling. I haven't heard from him in about 6 months. But I'm not going to answer the phone, obviously. But, so she, what happened with the operator was the next day or something like that, the operator came into that woman's hospital room and told her all that she had done as an atheist and thanked her and said it was because of your faith and the way you responded and glorified Christ that I have decided to accept Jesus as my Savior. And so again, having us go through some of these trials that we go through with the smiles is not only a blessing unto us, it's a blessing unto those who are watching us. Because sometimes you may be the only bias someone's watching. I know I've said that 100 times too, but that's true. Because that's how I watched people when I first became a Christian. Well, when I was seeking, I knew of 2 people that became Christians, and I watched them like a hawk. I saw Christ in them, as far as I understood at that time. And as far as they understood, because they didn't know any better either. They ran with him because he changed their lives. And so I want to praise God for this testimony service again today. Let me check my email one last time. And, okay, I got none. Seems. Yep, none. So we're probably going to close with this unless somebody else hops up. But let me just check this message real quick in case he's listening on WTPR, because that's what I keep praying about. I keep praying for this guy. His name's Ken, for those of you that are wondering. But I'm not going to play the voicemail because he has a very colorful way of talking. Let's put it that way. Okay, where is the... Okay, he's just... All right. He's a goofy guy. He's a fun guy to talk to, but, you know, I hired him. When I had my telemarketing business, him and I became friends. I met him. He had a Bible in his hip pocket and 5 stitches in his left eyebrow. And he got the 5 stitches because he decided to go to some hockey bar because he likes to fight. So, oh, and then Sister Marie just sent me another text here. Oops. Where it says, Mr. Buzzer just turned 99 years old, and Linda and I exchanged numbers, and we are now friends. Oh, praise God, sister. Amen and amen. All right, so I'll give Ken a call later, because every time I get my foot in that door, because he still calls, even though, you know, he doesn't understand, you know, you haven't had a drink in how many years? He couldn't believe it when I quit drinking decades ago. He says, what do you do for fun? So, but yeah, keep him in your prayers. He's a real nice guy. He's really friendly, but at the same time, he's got a very short wick, and he likes to fight. Let me see what this message is here. Oh, Sister Novi. Praise God. He's got another one over here, too. I think Sister Marie again. All right, so this is Sister Novi's praise. She says, I want to praise the Lord for healing. Last week, my wisdom teeth were hurting, and I couldn't get a schedule for extraction until next week. I took raw garlic 2 times a day, and after 3 days, I'm 100% pain-free. Also, praise his name for being able to clean and plant our garden for this year. Praise the Lord for Jade's first grade homeschool was successfully completed. Atta girl, Jade! So, amen. Amen and amen. And, yeah, that reminds me, too. I want to praise the Lord, too, that I had one of my daughters gave me this candy I used to like. I always loved it. We call it the flying saucer candy because it looks like it looks like 2 Catholic hosts stuck together with a bunch of little sugar balls inside. And I say, I'm not doing the sugar because I quit sugar a while ago. So, but a couple of the little sugar balls ended up, and I ended up chewing on them. And sure enough, the next day, I think I got something going out with my gums because I couldn't find cavities. And I was starting to get in pain and a lot. And so what I did is I just took colloidal silver and 3 to 4 times a day, a little bit, like a tablespoon of colloidal silver in my mouth, put it up near the pain, and then just, like, you know, fill it in with your cheek and then shove it, and, you know, push it in there and then swish it around and then, of course, drink it. And, within about a week, pain-free, 100%. And so I wanted to praise the Lord for that, too, because I didn't think of the garlic, because the garlic works, too. But it can get kind of stanky, though. But that's okay. That's okay. It's better than pain. And also, like white bread, I've noticed this, too. Like if it's a throbbing toothache, you want to try this, too. If you have any white bread, No crust. Just take the bread out of the middle of the slice, put it in a ball, and then put it in your mouth where the toothache is, and then slowly bite down. And it's the weirdest thing. I don't know why it works. It worked for me a couple times, and one time it didn't. But slowly bite down, and pain's gone. It's like, how on earth does that happen? And so, but something in the bread. Maybe the second time or the third time I tried it, it didn't work. I was using a different kind of bread or something maybe. But, boy, natural methods are amazing. So let me check my email one last time and see. Is it home? Okay, there's. All right, so let me one last time. Oh, I just noticed. I remember I got Sister Marie. I didn't look at her last text. Let me just double check this here in case she had something else she wanted to. Boy, I tell you, these cell phones, these buttons are on the wrong side and you hit them together. Oh, 90. He's not 99. He's 90. Thanks, Sister Marie. Well, that's pretty old anyway. Are you kidding? You know? So, if the Lord, you know, if that which the enemy of souls and the Vatican assumes is going to happen in 2030, none of us, well, unless, of course, you're in your 80s now, but I don't think any of us can be seeing the age of 90. You know, but that's what I'm hoping for, because it's no coincidence that that comet is sweeping our planet at the exact same in the exact same year that the Vatican wants to do a one world government. And we all know the one world government is the 1 hour with the beast, which is the last 15 days of Plague 6. So, yeah, I got a couple videos on it and something else. I don't know. But the comet is Comet Encke. It's E-N-C-K-E. You know. And it's pretty amazing. Pastor Brother Mike just sent you a PM. Oh, I'm not in the text chat. Oh, there is. Thank you, Mike. Oh, he's got a – is this a praise? Yes, it is. I got this from Brother Mike. Thanks, Sean. Okay, thanks. All right, it says, Happy Sabbath, dear family. I want to praise Jesus for keeping me alive and for his great mercy and love that he shows me on a daily basis. For the lessons that he teaches me, for lifting me up every time when I'm under the weather, by reminding me about what he has done for me, and for every opportunity where I could share the truth. Amen to that, brother. It's just amazing when you get an opportunity to share it. And then he says, I also praise God for answered prayers and for giving me, after all those years of being alone, a privilege to meet a few Christians, ex-Seventh-day Adventists, here where I live, who are open to hearing the truth. I believe that God is opening me a door to a new chapter of my life, and I don't want to miss this great opportunity. The church needs to grow. Please pray for me so that more courage, strength, willingness, integrity, wisdom, and more understanding will be granted unto me to do the work that is needed to be done. There's a lot of work to do, but hey, I can do all things through Christ. Amen. Praise his mighty name. I wish you all a very happy and blessed Sabbath day. God bless Brother Mike. Is this the same Brother Mike in the, you know, in Poland? He's the one that streams for us on YouTube because YouTube won't let me. Yes. Okay. Yep. It's the same brother. So amen, my brother. If you need any help, if you need anything, my brother, you know my email address, okay? I don't suggest calling me because that's crazy long distance. But I don't know if you could text. I know when Brother Alvin was out there in the Philippines, I couldn't call him. He couldn't call me, but we were able to text. And so, yeah, just if you need anything, just let me know, brother. Because it'd be nice to be a part of whatever you're doing there to spread the truth. Because this church is definitely growing. That's obvious. We got people in every single solitary nation now. And I just got a wonderful word the other day from somebody. I forget what. I think I got on my private praise list. Hold on. Let me check. Okay. This is huge. It's getting longer and longer. Revelation. Oh, I don't want to share this one because I'm just going to start bawling my eyes out if I share this one. I forgot about this. I should have put this online, too. Right before dusk, Fran and I were talking. We were up by the front door, and I just happened to look, and I saw a bunch of deer on our land. And I only saw one with the antlers, but Fran saw more than one. And, you know, the antlers are young. They're short because it's that time of the year. It's still kind of spring, I guess. And they're furry with the antler fur on there. But there were five. And it was just, oh, that was such a blessing. Okay, that's a dream. I'm going to share the dreams. What is this one here? That's a heavy-duty revelation. Oh, this has to do with what we're going to be doing, and hopefully next week, in regards to some trip we're going to be going on. But anyway, praise the Lord. Let me just check my email one last time. And nobody. Let me just check. Nobody got their hands up. There was something else. There's something. Somebody is starting a church in another country, and we were talking about it, and it wasn't Brother Mike. It was a different brother. Can't remember who it was, but I'm waiting on an email back anyway, I'm pretty sure. So, but yeah, there's another. Yeah, the church is definitely growing, just like the prophecy of Daniel 12 in regards to our knowledge is increasing in regards to his word. Who cares about mankind's inventions? You know, I can't wait to see what we're going to be doing in heaven. You know, I mean, look at the biological technology that our God, our creator, we are fearfully and wonderfully made. You try to figure out the inner space of a cell, a single cell, and you got trillions of cells in your body. And each cell is like a little city if you go down deep enough and look inside that thing. Ooh, or an atom, where it has a nucleus and the protons flipping around all over the place. And he's just an amazing God. He's an awesome, awesome God. And so we're going to have a little bit of music here. And then after the, let me get out of there. Yeah, after the music, we will have a word of prayer. And then we'll close out the service. Another amazing testimony Sabbath. All right, so Brother Dwayne will share some music. I'm going to drop the mic. Okay, thanks. I guess the music will be a few moments later. Sister Mindy just chimed in. She's got a few more testimonies to share. So let me drop the mic.
Okay. Yes, I have a few more to share. All right, so Sister Danny wanted to add to her praise. She says, I forgot to mention this. We had a little to no funds left after our move. And we were running very low on gas. Praise the Lord, Anthony's crew leader offered to give us a 5-gallon gas jug for their mowers and allowed us to fill up our tank until I got paid. And for the first time ever at my job, I got paid earlier in the day, around 10:30 a.m. She says, I usually get paid between 1 and 6 p.m. every other Friday. Praise God, my check came just in time for us to get food and to get around. God is awesome. Praise the Lord, sister. And then Brother Goren, I apologize. I scrolled up in the chat room and I forgot to share his praise. He says, my praises to the Lord this time are mostly centered around healing. Praise the Lord for my uncle's medical checkup going well and for travel mercies for him and for my dad, his brother. Praise the Lord for healing me. And he has in parentheses rib pain, gum pain, sinus pain, high temperature. Praise the Lord for healing my mom's cough and sinuses. I also want to praise the Lord for fixing internet connectivity issues, for new cherries in the garden, and for comfort from Ellen White's writings. Praise the Lord, he says, and praise the Lord for no thunderstorm during this testimony Sabbath. Praise the Lord. And then Sister Letitia had put in the chat room, praise God for his protection and always providing. Praise the Lord for the praises. What a wonderful testimony Sabbath. God bless you all.
Amen. Okay, Brother Dwayne, if you want to play the same song. Sorry about that, everybody.
I love the truth that you and I get together with. Yes, wonderful people of the thrill that I feel when I get together with us. Yes, wonderful people, what a sight to see, oh, their happy faces, praising God in heavenly places. What a thrill that I feel when I get together with us. Thank you. we are gathered there, that the Spirit of the Lord will be there too. There's no fellowship so sweet, there's no thrill that can come in. He's a thrill I feel whenever God's children meet. I love the thrill that I feel when I get together with God's wonderful people. I love the thrill that I feel when I get together with God's wonderful people. What a sight just to see all the happy faces. Praising God in heavenly places. What a thrill that I feel when I get together with God's wonderful people. And on that great reunion day, when our Lord said, come away, and the saints told every land stream, joining love ones round the throne, at last we'll all be gathered home. That will be the greatest thrill we've ever known. I love the thrill that I feel when I get together with God's wonderful people. Love the thrill that I feel when I get together with God's wonderful people. What a sight just to see all the happy faces, praising God in heavenly places. What a thrill that I feel when I get together with God's wonderful people. I love the thrill that I feel when I get together with God's wonderful people. I love the thrill that I feel when I get together with God's wonderful people. What a sight just to see all the happy faces, praising God in heavenly places. What a thrill that I feel when I get together with God.
Amen. Amen and amen. Oh, and I noticed it'd be nice if everybody would click on the heart that's underneath Mindy's comment about praise the Lord for all his blessings. God is so good. I was always wondering how big that number would get, you know, if everybody in the text chat were to do it. It's just interesting. But praise the Lord. If you can kneel, please do so. We're going to finish in prayer. Dear Father God, you are the God of our forefathers that remained faithful to you for the last 6,000 years. You are the God that created the sea and all that in them is, the earth, the world, all of it, the universe. We thank you so much for not only sending your Son to teach us and to die for us, as well as sending the promise of the Comforter to be within us so that we can better understand your word and your will. Thank you so much for all you have done for us. And thank you for opening up the word, especially now in these last days when we're going to need to have a better understanding so as to help those that you send our way. Because a lot of people out there have questions. They're seeing all these strange things happening. And we pray for those people too, Father, because the many false prophets that your Son Jesus spoke of in Matthew 24:11 are going around making them all think that they're safe in these apostate churches. So as Satan gets his last chance to attack them, but we know many, Father, many are going to step out because they prefer a thus saith the Lord. And so thank you for guiding us with the proper words to help them too. And thank you again for your presence as we gathered here this hour. And thank you for being with us this entire Sabbath. And even more so tomorrow when we gather in faith as a church body to go forth in the work week to share our faith. Even though we're not really close to each other, some of us are thousands of miles away. Thank you for being with us no matter where we are. And so we again lift up everybody on the prayer list, including those that are in the text chat, and everyone that's doing the work all around the world. Thank you for keeping that hedge of angels around them. And Father, we have many loved ones that are on the prayer list that actually think they're saved, and they're not. We pray for a strong hedge of angels with seeds of truth to help them too. And Father, we pray that we can get to a place to where we walk as your Son walked and taught us to walk. For we know when we do that, it'll bring a smile onto your face. And so please accept this prayer as we climb towards your throne, using that ladder that Jacob saw in the dream, because we know the ladder is Christ. We want to be perfect. We want to have the character of your Son, who is our Savior, our King, for all eternity, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.